Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us here on the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken Radio is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the day-to-day operation of the oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Edward Martinez, President and CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, about the background they've done in terms of environmental engineering and how they're going to bring that experience to the Bakken, more specifically, the Davis Refinery in Belfield, North Dakota. Plus, Blue Hulsey, Continental Resources. He explains Continental Resources' latest contract with an overseas refinery and how that's going to benefit the consumers, the workers, and the producers here in the United States. Dave McCarthy, Senior Director Products of B Square, talks about the oil and gas world and how they're integrating technology into their industry into a variety of ways, from the front office to the wellhead to downstream. Plus, Sean Kessel gives an overview of retail, healthcare, schools, and city infrastructure for the Bakken communities. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing, and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Edward Martinez, President at Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants.
Establishing this precedence. and you know, their comment was, you know, we want to be the greenest facility out there. We don't have a problem with setting the precedence, and you know, if that's what everybody else has to do going forward in the future, then you know, so be it. We need to, if this is what we can do, that's what we have to do.
So you,
they have been very, very supportive of aggressively implementing controls across the board so that we can bring the emissions down to the point where you know, for a major facility of this size, we have submitted the application for the air permit as a synthetic minor source, which means we brought the controls down to the point where it is considered a minor source from the standpoint of their level of emissions.
When I spoke to the CEO of Meridian Energy Group a few weeks ago, William Prentice, he talked about how there wasn't going to be smoke coming out of the smokestack, or there was no smokestack, essentially, you know, with the cooling towers. And you know, when I hear what you're saying about the standards in the industry, given the fact that there has not been refineries built in the United States, is this going to set the new standard for refineries going forward, in your opinion?
Well, I essentially, the way that the regulatory process works for air permits, you know, once a facility establishes that a level of control can be met, it establishes essentially a regulatory target for, okay, that's what other facilities should do in the future. And so it makes it harder for other facilities to say that they can't do that level of control, you know, for some technical reason, because then a regulator can point to, in this instance, this facility and say, well, they were able to do it, you know, at Meridian, why can't you do it in California?
That's got to be good.
And from that standpoint, it does essentially establish somewhat of a precedence for the industry, yes.
As I say, that's got to be good news for an organization like yours that works on this and helps out and is a part of the team to create the industry standard. I would imagine that at the very least, there's got to be some consulting work out of all the future ones.
Well, we are hopeful of that, yes. one caveat on that. I mean, this is a new facility. So from the standpoint of implementing new equipment, et cetera, it would establish those standards. I think, you know, for existing facilities, there's still the potential of, okay, there may be a reason from a technological standpoint, et cetera, why a retrofit would not be able to implement to the same level of controls.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate the time. It's Edward Martinez, and it's pronounced Zia Environmental Engineers. Is that correct?
Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants.
Okay, good. I've got that correct now. So, well, is there any final words, any final thoughts that you might have either about the Davis Refinery, your company, or the industry in general? I'll kind of let you have the final word, final direction, however you want to take it. Go right ahead.
Well, specific to the industry in general, I mean, you know, obviously we're excited that with the implementation of this refinery, it's able to show what's possible, and that, you know, based on that, hopefully there will be a more potential for other similar refineries in the future, because I think that's needed within the industry to maximize the profitability of the resource, specifically within the U.S. You know, with it, the market in general, we're obviously very hopeful that the next few years will be very active, and especially as relates to moving a lot of the exploration projects of the last several years into production. So we'll cross our fingers, and hopefully we'll see more projects similar to this going forward.
To listen to the full-length interview with Edward Martinez, President and CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And be sure to join our Facebook family at facebook.com/thecrudelife. Be a part of the Crude Life family, Building the Bakken, and other programs we have. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And I was born on the first day of my life, and I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Wind Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.